Masechet Eduyot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, will have the final machloket between Rabbi Dosa and the Hachamim. The wife and the daughters of a Kohen are usually allowed to eat Tirumah, but if they were violated by a non-Jew, they are considered to be a Zonah, and at that point, they're not allowed to eat Tirumah, even if that violation was against her will. Lo Alenu, she was raped. She is not allowed to eat Tirumah anymore. So this Mishnah will talk about a Kohen's wife or daughter who was abducted, who was kidnapped by an Oved Avodah Zarah, and we don't know whether she was raped or not. Mishnah says, Hashevuya ochelet bitruma divrei Rabbi Dosa. A woman who was captured by Ovde Avodah Zarah is allowed to eat tiruma because we don't have any suspicion that she was raped. This is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. V'hachamim omrim, yesh shevuya ochelet v'yesh shevuya she'ena ochelet. Say the Hachamim, there's a type of captured woman who is allowed to eat tiruma, and there's another type of captured woman who is not allowed to eat tiruma. According to Hachamim, it all depends on how the information was known to us that she was captured. In other words, the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad, how so? Ha'isha she'amra nishbeti utehora ani, a woman who said, I was captured, but I was not violated, I'm pure, ochelet, she's believed. She's allowed to eat tiruma. Why? The mouth that prohibited her to eat tiruma is the same mouth that allowed her to eat tiruma. In other words, if the woman said nothing, we would not have known anything about her being captured. And the hazaka, the assumed status, was she would have been allowed to eat tiruma. There's no evidence. There's no reason to think otherwise. We don't know anything about the fact that she was captured. So if she kept quiet, she would have been able to eat tiruma. So by the fact that she told us in the first place that she was captured, which is prohibiting her, in a certain sense, to eat tiruma, it's clear that she's telling us the truth. And then when she right away told us that even though she was captured, she wasn't violated, that then allows her to eat tiruma, and we believe this woman. V'im yesh edim shenishbet v'hi omedet tehora ani ena ochelet. But if there are witnesses that tell us that she was captured, and she says, no, I'm pure, we say, no, she's not believed, and she's not allowed to eat tiruma. In this type of case, when it was already known that she was captured, you don't have that migo, you don't have that possibility of her coming with a different claim. It was known to us that she was captured already. So by the fact that she's now trying to allow herself to eat tiruma, there's not enough for her to prove her innocence. If she kept quiet, she would have been assumed to be problematic. So she doesn't have that migo. She doesn't have that hazaka that she would have been allowed. So we have no reason to believe her over here when she says that she was not violent.